This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great nation where I believe the United States of America, more than I can remember, maybe since 9/11, seems to be speaking with one voice. It is a voice that is angry. It is a voice that is concerned, scared. But it is very firm about an issue that clearly is an issue between right and wrong. And it's not that the Ukrainian government is perfect or that the Ukrainian people are perfect, but it is that they are fighting our fight, everyone's fight, the world's fight. Now, they're fighting for self-rule, democracy, human rights, the ability of people to put together lives without monstrous and totally pointless interference from a foreign power, and a very hostile and brutal foreign power. The some of the reports that are coming in about the more than 6,000 Russians who have been arrested, some of them brutally manhandled. There's apparently footage. I haven't seen it yet, but there is footage of Russian cops basically dragging women on the floor and dragging them by their hair, and people who are demonstrating against this war. Some of them, like the mother in that actual message that was sent from a soldier just before he was killed, a Russian soldier, talking about his realization. He didn't realize going where he was going. He was just told. He's a soldier. He's a conscript. He's a draftee. And this is the horror of what's going on. If people are so puzzled, and really very serious people are looking at this. Emmanuel Macron, who met with Putin trying to persuade him not to launch this war, trying to find some diplomatic means to solve the problem. I mean, clearly, no one can honestly believe that Ukraine was a threat to Russia. And the notion that it was a threat to Russia, or that it was committing genocide against Russian speakers who live in the eastern part of Ukraine, it's so ridiculous. And the issues are so clear. I was reading before this dispatch from Kyiv, and it's a dispatch sent out by Nika Melkozorova. And Nina Melkozorova is the proprietor of a new English language news site called The New Voice of Ukraine. And she writes that, I hurried home, and this is on the first day of the war, when she woke up Thursday morning, and it's just a couple of days ago. I hurried home and went online. My internet, thankfully, restored. Russian troops, I read, had breached Ukrainian borders from Crimea and seized several border towns. Russian tanks had come close to Kharkiv, our second largest city. In a town right next to Kyiv, Russian helicopters had attacked the local airport, and Russian forces had captured Chernobyl, north of the capital. By Friday, Russian forces were fighting in the capital and were shelling the power plant right next to my home. I slept in the corridor and in the bathtub. The Ukrainians who have been killed in this war made a true sacrifice to our country. In this dreadful time, our fortitude, our resourcefulness, and spirit of resistance will shine through. Ukraine is ours, no matter what Mr. Putin says. I'm 31, born in the same year Ukraine became independent. My adult life has been lived in the shadow cast by Russian aggression. First, Mr. Putin annexed Crimea. Then he fomented the war in the Donbass that has killed more than 14,000 of our people. Now the battle for Ukraine has come to a climax. But it's about more than Ukraine, she writes. It's a contest between democracy and autocracy, freedom and dictatorship, whose implications will scatter across the world. It's not our fight alone. So please, don't leave us alone to fight it. It was just mentioned today that one of the countries surrounding Ukraine that is actually welcoming refugees is Moldova. And it's a complicated thing, really, because Moldova is one of the smaller former Soviet Socialist Republics surrounding Russia. But the fact is that they are welcoming and supporting refugees from Ukraine itself. There have, according to the UN, been 500,000 people at least who have already fled the Ukrainian conflict, mostly women, children, elderly people. People are particularly vulnerable. And Moldova has a small Jewish community. And what's interesting about Moldova is the capital of Moldova is a place called Chisinev. And at the time that my grandfather left Ukraine, it was right after the time of the Chisinev pogrom. They had a terrible Jew-killing spree that went on in Chisinev. Now, there's a chief rabbi there. Jews are allowed to live there since it left the evil old Soviet Union. And the chief rabbi of Moldova asked Israel if they could send some help because they would need medical attention for all of the refugees, many of them, again, children and elderly people and people with medical attention. So there are 15 Israeli doctors who helped as volunteers to come help with some of the Ukrainian refugees in Moldova, and 30 more on their way. And there's also this. We were talking before about how Paul Gosar and Marjorie Taylor Greene, congressman from Arizona, who's been censured by the House, congresswoman from Georgia, who's been censored by the House, they both spoke at this America First political action conference, and that was headed by Nick Fuentes, Holocaust survivor, Hitler fan. As he said, what he said in introducing Marjorie Taylor Greene is they're saying that Putin is like Hitler, and we're supposed to not like that. And then people began chanting, Russia, 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 Putin, Putin, Putin. Okay, here is a tweet of the day.
Turn the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Change his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
And the tweet is from Liz Cheney, the congresswoman from Wyoming, who is fighting to keep her job. And she tweets out, as Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene and Representative Paul Gosar speak at this white supremacist, anti-Semitic, pro-Putin event, silenced by Republican Party leaders, garbage and reject the Putin wing of the GOP now. And let me just add, there is a Putin wing of the Democratic Party too. I mean, there are people like Bernie Sanders, who still, I'm sure, has and he did. But truly, rejecting the Putin wing of America, that seems to me certainly an appropriate move going forward for our country. And what about Europe? We'll talk about that and more coming up on the MedVet Show. Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On the Michael Medved Show, one of the things, and I mentioned, if I sound emotional, I'm very emotional, and I am not generally moved to tears. Sometimes I'm moved to tears by things in personal life and family life, and yes, I can. Along with my wife, I tear up at our children's weddings. And but the news is just full of these wrenching moments that you simply cannot escape from reacting to, it seems to me. And reading accounts like this one correspondent writer who's worried about her granny in Kyiv. And you think about what it means if somebody is shelling the power plant near your house and you're wondering what's going to happen and where it's going to go. But one of the things that has moved me profoundly is not just the speeches made by Volodymyr Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, but the new chancellor of Germany, Olaf Scholz, was just remarkable. I mean, just remarkable over the weekend. And it's extraordinary when you think what a nightmare Germany was for the whole world. And not just for Germany, though, of course, among Hitler's greatest victims were the German people themselves. But he spoke in such a way this weekend, and with such clarity and force. And what he basically said, he said, this is not Ukraine's war. This is not Russia's war. It's Putin's war. And spoke particularly about, he said, my country, our country, Deutschland, has, knows something about what evil can do in the world. And what we are seeing is evil, and this time we are on the right side of history. I mean, acknowledging, as obviously civilized Germans do, and this is a coalition that he heads, but the people in the Bundestag, as Olaf Scholz was announcing a complete change in German thinking, because their thinking had been based upon the slogan was Wandel durch Handel, which is change through business, through making deals. And they had always talked about, we have economic power, we don't need military power. Now they're going to get military power. They are upping by 30-40% at one blow their military expenditures. They're going to more than triple the size of the army and their military. And Germany should be, because of its population, it's about 80 million people, big country. And because of its economic power, it should be a military power. Now it will be. And listen to the reaction when Olaf Scholz expresses that determination for Germany to take its place as one of the world leaders. He says this at the Bundestag, and listen to the response of the Germans of every party and every political orientation. Here's the Chancellor Olaf Scholz. It's clip 19.
The question remains as to what will hurt those responsible most, the ones who are to blame, and not the Russian people. Because it was Putin who chose this war, not the people of Russia, and this is why we must say very clearly that this war is Putin's war. And it's important for me to differentiate here, because the reconciliation between Germany and Russia remains an important chapter of our post-war history.
And the applause was overwhelming. They also had a huge crowd with people waving the Ukrainian flag, singing and chanting in Berlin yesterday, and a crowd of over 100,000 people. And if you can see them going down the Unter den Linden, which is Broadway, you could say, of Berlin. And the idea of Europe coming together this way, Switzerland, which is always neutral, is sending supplies and support and saying we abandon neutrality to support Ukraine. And again, the Swiss managed to stay neutral. And by the way, there are members of my family who got out in Switzerland, escaped the Holocaust. My grandmother's older sister escaped to Zurich. And but now Switzerland taking its place among the family of nations and the civilized world in opposing the hideous pointlessness of this war. And the story today, people had a lot of hope initially about the first round of Russia-Ukraine peace talks. It's not that Ukraine had refused to do peace talks before, it's that Putin had. But the first round of high-stakes, this according to the New York Post, high-stakes peace talks between Russia and Ukraine ended today with no clear resolution after the Ukrainian president's office called for an immediate ceasefire and the withdrawal of Russian forces. Officials from both countries held the difficult face-to-face talks at the Belarusian-Ukrainian border as Moscow's assault entered its fifth day. They were pictured sitting at a long table surrounded by both the Ukrainian and Russian flags. Negotiations are difficult, said Mykhailo Podolyak, a top advisor to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. He tweeted that after the meeting concluded. Unfortunately, he tweeted, the Russian side is still extremely biased regarding the destructive processes it launched. Destructive and murderous. The talks ended as Zelensky officially signed an application for Russia to join the European Union, which is exactly what Putin said he was invading Ukraine to prevent. Despite Ukraine calling for an immediate halt to the violence, the Kremlin refused to disclose where it stood ahead of the talks. I suggest we wait for the talks, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov had told reporters earlier Monday. I would not declare any negotiating positions. Moscow also doubled down on its logic for sending its troops into Ukraine, saying Western arms supplies to Kyiv showed that Russia was right to try to demilitarize and denazify its neighbor. Why was Kyiv getting all these armed supplies? It's because they were threatened with invasion by Russia. They were never at any point threatening to invade Russia. Peskov accused the EU of hostile behavior toward Russia. You ain't seen nothing yet. And said the arming of Ukraine was an extremely dangerous and destabilizing factor. We'll be right back.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
And in breaking news this afternoon, NASDAQ and the New York Stock Exchange have stopped all trading in stocks of Russia-based companies listed on their exchanges. The halts are due to regulatory concerns as the exchanges seek more information following economic sanctions against Russia following the invasion of Ukraine. And the head of the UN Refugee Agency said today that more than 500,000 people have fled Ukraine since the Russian invasion began last week. More than half have gone to neighboring Poland. Other countries, including include Hungary, Moldova, Romania, and Slovakia. And face coverings are now optional for President Joe Biden's State of the Union address as Congress is lifting its mask requirement on the House floor after federal regulators eased guidelines last week and rethinking the nation's strategy to adapt to living with a potentially more manageable COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the Michael Medved show, the Wall Street Journal today, their editorial, Putin's Ukraine Slaughterhouse. They write, this is the bloody consequence of unchecked imperialism. And it's a warning of what will become more common as the multi-decade Pax Americana, the American peace, recedes. There are also staring examples of heroism that the world should not forget. Russian troops are closing in on Kyiv, with U.S. officials saying Mr. Putin wants to decapitate the government as quickly as possible. Thousands of paratroopers may be dropped to take the city center after missile and artillery attacks reduce the resistance. The Kremlin signaled it is willing to talk with Ukraine, but only as long as the democratic elected government in Kyiv surrenders. President Volodymyr Zelensky has stayed in Kyiv and rallied his countrymen to resist. In a moment that should haunt European leaders, Mr. Zelensky told them on a video call that this might be the last time you see me alive. U.S. intelligence believe the Russians have a kill list of Ukrainian officials, and everything the U.S. has said about Mr. Putin's plans has turned out to be true. He has proven many times that assassination is central to his business model. Ukraine's forces are putting up brave resistance in spite of being overwhelmed in firepower. One soldier sacrificed himself to blow up a bridge to stop a Russian tank column. Another offered an expletive to a Russian gunboat demanding surrender before he and a dozen others were killed by shelling. And there's good news. That was on Snake Island. And these, it wasn't just an obscenity. They basically said back in Russian to the Russians that were shelling them, they demanding them to surrender, go beep yourself. And they continued the shelling and thought they had killed all the 13 soldiers on Snake Island, well, they've been rescued. They survived. And that's part of the good news of today. Europe and the U.S. should be ashamed for not doing more to help Ukrainians defend themselves. You know who stepped up? There's a member nation in NATO that we don't usually think of as such a great nation. It's not an exemplary nation in the way that modern Germany, today's Germany is, or today's Britain is. But no, it's Turkey. Turkey has provided drones that they make that have been enormously effective and that have taken out whole pieces of Russian columns. This is a war of imperial conquest by a stronger nation subjugating the weak, writes the Wall Street Journal. Westerners who have lived in peaceful comfort for decades should absorb the awful lesson. And the lesson could get more awful. Putin has put his nuclear forces on high alert so that they would be ready to strike, to use nuclear weapons with very short notice, immediately. And what is scary about this is that the nuclear weapons they're probably talking about are not the kind of weapons that would blow up whole cities, though they have those too, of course. They're tactical nuclear weapons that can be used on the battlefield. Where, what do we do? Which is a huge question, and when we are talking later this week with some of the best minds in military strategy and people with experience in this field, if Putin uses some kind of nuclear weapon against the Ukrainian army or Ukrainian irregulars or a whole district of Kyiv, What is the U.S. response? Neil Ferguson, a historian and a fellow at the Hoover Institute, and we've had him on the show several times. Neil Ferguson, his wife is Ayan Hirsi Ali, who is also a wonderful writer. They both are brilliant. He had this to say about a potential foreign policy disaster here. This is clip 10.
The Europeans, and particularly the German government, decided to bet on Russian natural gas in the belief that if they imported Russia's gas and oil, Russia would become a more liberal and more responsible member of the international community. That was a complete delusion. And now what we have to do very urgently, in addition to the financial sanctions that were announced today, is to make sure that we reduce rapidly the importation of Russian oil and gas to Europe. And that means increasing our exports of liquefied natural gas to Europe. None of this, of course, can happen fast enough to stop Putin destroying Ukraine's military and killing, sadly, thousands of brave people like Elena who are fighting for freedom. We also need to supply them with armaments. It's not enough to do financial sanctions. The Biden administration is stumbling towards a foreign policy disaster comparable with Jimmy Carter's in 1979. We have to do more than sanctions. We have to arm the Ukrainians.
Okay, and that Germans have committed to do that. The European Union is actually going to be sending more money and weapons. They're sending $500 million immediately, and we are sending $350 million. The war continues, and the clarity of the war, the necessity for even more intensified economic measures becomes increasingly obvious. There's a Ukrainian parliament member. And remember, they have a real parliament in Ukraine. They have spirited elections, and they have colorful politicians. And some of them are extraordinary. One of the members of the parliament is named Goncharenko. And he actually talked about something that I do believe will happen this week, if it hasn't already. This is clip 13. Listen.
No, first of all, I would like to ask for your prayers.
and we feel the prayers of millions of people all around the world, and that is very important. Secondly, certainly that's about sanctions. And the tougher sanctions will be, quicker Putin will be stopped. And now we have quite tough sanctions with partial kickoff of Russia from SWIFT, but we need more. We need full kickoff for Russia of financial world system. We need embargo on Russian oil and gas, because now Russian oil and gas is full of Ukrainian blood. More than 350 civilians are killed, 16 children are killed, and their blood, their innocent blood, is inside Russian gas and oil. So embargo, ban on Russian gas and oil, that is something from moral point of view, but certainly from a practical point of view too, because Russia is just a big gas station of the world.
Okay, this is incredibly important, and it's quite a contrast to the idiotic statement made by Ambassador John Kerry, suggesting that, well, let's get done with this war in a hurry so we can go back to solving climate change and for greenhouse gas reducing policies where we need to cooperate with the Russians. Again, this is not to say that reducing the impacts, the destructive impacts of climate change is not an important goal. It is. But here you're talking about immediate life and death. And the question of priorities becomes incredibly important. Also, one of the most important leaders who's been fairly quiet until just now on this issue is the Speaker of the House, the Honorable Nancy Pelosi. What does she have to say? An idiotic comparison. We'll get to that. And a fairly hard-line plan for actually turning this war around. We'll get to that as well on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
With all due respect, that's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard.
This is The Michael Medved Show.
Was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free, so I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Okay, the stuff just keeps on breaking, and it's incredible. You can actually go to our website to see some of this imagery at michaelmedved.com. And Jeremy asks a very good question. Who's running the PR? Who's doing the propaganda, the sort of selling job for the Russians right now? Because who's ever doing that, who's ever in charge of Russia's world image right now, probably has been or will be executed. It's not doing real well. There's this. And there's some still photographs and then the actual video. Harrowing footage shows a Russian tank flattening a passenger car, which is as an elderly gentleman driving it, on the outskirts of Ukraine's capital, with a civilian inside who appeared to miraculously survive. Video of the shocking moment posted online early Friday showed the tank swerving to deliberately drive over the car in Kyiv's Obolon district before reversing back over it. Several people are heard in the clip shrieking in horror while the tank sits atop the car before rolling backward. Sporadic gunfire is also heard in the background. Yeah, this entire invasion is not terribly well run, to say the least. And in fact, there is a great deal to be said about Putin's failure in terms of the intelligence behind this vision, which worked incredibly poorly. This is clip 11. Dan Hoffman, who was a retired CIA agent, talked about basically just the military and intelligence competence of putting together this effort against Ukraine. This is clip 11.
For someone whose formative experience was serving in the KGB and then later as the director of Russia's security police, the ruthless FSB, they're the ones arresting those Russian protesters. Mm-hmm. Now, Vladimir Putin's background is in intelligence. This is an extraordinary intelligence failure on his part. These are all things that the Russian military intelligence, the GRU, would have known and should have prepared for. Now, you could argue that 190,000 troops is not enough to subdue Ukraine. It has not been enough to decapitate the Ukrainian government. So Putin is vulnerable. He's facing protests at home. There's got to be questions, a potential breaking point for his own military, who have to question their leader, who sent them to fight this fight against Ukrainian innocent civilians. And the other question I have is, when does Putin's, albeit small, inner circle decide Putin's just not the right guy.
Yeah, I'm not sure the inner circle has the ability to dislodge him, or anyone does. And again, with all of the evidence that he is not well, one of the things, and apparently this is a new thing for Putin, it's not the old Putin. You may have seen at one point he had what he calls his security council, which is all the security experts and the military leaders and everyone else in the Putin government. He had them set up to answer questions, and he was like asking them questions, and they were like school children, but they were set up in a circle that must have been 50 feet, maybe more, in diameter. And no, it probably more like 100 feet. It was huge. And they had to shout across each other. And apparently, according to all reports, and this is not a response to COVID. It's just a response to deterioration. He has this thing now of not wanting to be near other people. And no more close handshakes with President Trump. But somebody else who, again, is a world leader, like it or not, is Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House. And she came up with an incredibly offensive and stupid and regretful equivalency. A metaphor or an analogy, however you want to put it, it's offensive and dumb. Listen, this is clip 9A.
As we talked about Ukraine on the trip, we talked about the fact that the invasion, the assault on Ukraine was an assault on democracy. Barbara took the time to talk about assaults on our democracy in our own country. Putin was engaged in trying to disrupt our own elections. But separate and apart from that, what's going on in our country about the vote and the role that you're playing to fight for passage in the Senate and in the rest on voting rights in our country.
Okay, what she wants to say is there's an equivalency. It reminds her of Putin invading the Ukraine and murdering children and blowing up neighborhoods and threatening the world with nuclear war. That reminds her of Republicans doing voting procedural reform in certain states. It's like declaring war on democracy. Barbara Lee, the congresswoman from California, Oakland area, joins in. Listen, this is 9B.
Sure. Once again, Madam Speaker, connecting what's taking place abroad to what's taking place in our own country. This and what we see taking place in Ukraine now is a direct assault on democracy. This is Putin wanting an autocratic regime to reemerge.
Now that's
and
true.
Of course, democracy is going to prevail, but it's a fight, and you see what's taking place. And these the fight for democracy is taking place throughout the world. It's not only in Ukraine, but it's in our own country.
Okay, in our own country, how do you make that equivalency? Isn't that absurd and offensive when the other side is at least leaders on the other side, the Republican side, are speaking clearly and unequivocally? This is the House Minority Leader. A lot of people believe he will be Speaker of the House after the election this November. Kevin McCarthy of California. This is clip 15.
When you look at Putin, this man is reckless, evil, and dangerous. There's two reasons why he could be doing this. One, because this war is not going well and he's being painted into a corner and he wants to be a stronger hand to try to negotiate a way out. The second one is he's unstable, that he will literally try to have a nuclear weapon option going forward. At this moment in time, no country in the world should stand with Putin. Everyone should unite around the basis of what he just claimed to take in just the last hour.
Okay, this is unbelievable because he's right. No one in the world should stand with Putin, let alone anyone in America who claims to be a patriot or claims to be a conservative. There's a piece that is extremely concerning and is extremely worried for those of us who are Republicans and conservatives. It begins the day before Russia invaded Ukraine. Former President Donald J. Trump called the wartime strategy of President Vladimir Putin of Russia pretty smart. And right-wing commentators, including Candace Owens, Stu Peters, and Joe Altman, also jumped into the fray online with posts that were favorable to Mr. Putin and that rationalized his actions against Ukraine. "I'll stand on the side of Russia right now," Mr. Altman, a conservative podcaster, said on his show this week, that would be last week. And in Telegram groups like the Patriot Voice and Facebook groups, including Texas for Donald Trump 2020, members criticized President Biden's handling of the conflict. Well, that's perfectly appropriate, or fine. But they expressed support for Russia, with some saying they trusted Mr. Putin more than Mr. Biden. The online conversations reflect how pro-Russia sentiment has increasingly penetrated Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, right-wing podcasts, messaging apps like Telegram, and some conservative media. As Russia attacked Ukraine this week, those views spread, infusing the online discourse over the war with sympathy and even approval for the aggressor. The positive Russia comments are an extension of the culture wars and grievance politics that have animated the right in the United States in the past few years. In some of these circles, Mr. Putin carries a strong man appeal, viewed as someone who gets his way and does not let political correctness stop him. There's also an indication and abundant reports that QAnon is pro-Putin. They believe that Putin's effort to invade Ukraine is an effort to stop the child trafficking and the blood drinking and the Satanist cabal that QAnon opposes. And they put Vladimir Putin on the side of right. One more reason to stay sane in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.